healthy life. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenbacks tumble.
Oh, boy. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com, and we're broadcasting live from the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Studio A. Alex is producing the broadcast in Minnesota. And there's a link to your instructors, all of them, on USAPrepares.com. Podcasts are free on Genesis. Just go to USAPrepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by us. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Today's broadcast is about preparing your family to thrive and survive, and I'd like you to meet a USAPrepares.com instructor from Springfield, Missouri, Tony Pache. Some of you had a chance to meet him at our meetups, and he spoke about the state of the United States of America and contrasted it with Rhodesia, his previous country. And he spoke for about an hour, and he spoke many times on many different dates, and at every single one of his presentations, you could have heard a pin drop. Tony Pache is with us in class right now. His company is called Down to Earth Foods. And he's in Springfield, Missouri. And his website is D2EFoods.com. D2EFoods.com, as in DownToEarthFoods.com. Tony came to us in the United States in 1999. From South Africa. He is an American citizen, and he wants to educate us with his experiences that he saw with societal degradation on the continent of Africa. And many of the signs that he saw there are here in the USA today. Tony's wife's family farm, 8,200 acres, was stolen at gunpoint on the continent of Africa. We're going to talk about that. Welcome, Tony Pache.
Good morning, Vinny. How are you?
Hey, I'm well. You know, it's such a sad topic.
Well, you know, it's become a solemn time, but we've got to rise above that and still laugh and love and enjoy life while all this nonsense is happening. That's exactly what happened while we were going through these troubles in Rhodesia and in South Africa. And it is solemn, but at the same time, we've got to, if we don't cheer ourselves up and do it constructively, nobody else is. It's pretty obvious, you know?
So. Yeah. Tony, why don't you take a couple minutes and tell us what happened to this family farm? I know that it wasn't just your wife's family who lived on the farm. There were many families. Tell us what the farm did and ultimately what happened.
Well, the recent history of the farm, it goes back to one of the pioneering settlers. Her family belonged to the Rhodesian Pioneering Society, and her great-great-grandfather was one of the few white families that went in to Rhodesia with Cecil John Rhodes. And via Botswana, the great-great-grandfather helped out Chief Lovengula and his stock, and he was a veterinarian. Anyway, they settled up in a town north of Salisbury about two hours north. And they grew slowly over the years, bought another farm, totaled up with about 8,500 acres in two title deeds. And there were about, I might be off here, but somewhere between 80 and 150 families. on the farm with housing. Mm-hmm. There was a clinic. There were two schools. One on the one farm. One on each farm title. There was a clinic. There was a little store where they could buy and sell stuff. And Shur's mom basically ran the store as a non-profit for the local folks. And they needed the labor to help with tobacco. They did tobacco, soybean, seed maize, which is seed corn, a little bit of beef. He specialized in Angus and Chardonnay cross soybeans, wheat, seed maize. Those are the main crops, but they double cropped. It was very fertile. That country was known as the breadbasket of Africa. So, mm-hmm. Full irrigation, double cropping means you will do cash crops, two crops a year on that land. Very, very productive and fundamental. There were only about 4,000 farmers in Rhodesia at the peak, 4,400, I think, in the peak of its...
So what happened to the farm? So it was running well, it was productive, it was thriving, it was the families were living in harmony as a community. What happened?
After independence, Mugabe came into power and slowly started to put in these draconian laws and regulations, basically aimed at ousting the white man out of Zimbabwe and indigenizing Africa exclusively for black Africans, even though, you know, they are white Africans. Went to court. Basically, the properties were taken over through outside of the courts, because the court cases, every time it went to court, the farmers won the court cases, but justice just didn't prevail. And Shur's parents were given 2002, after the court cases, after basically everything had been won in their favors, they send inciters out to whip up the crowds and use intimidators. And she had a couple of cadres from the bush war come to the place and basically seriously rattle their cages, so to speak, and intimidate the families of the farms and the farm manager. They had farm managers on the house, and her son was running the overall operation, and gave them ultimatums. And first it was 1 month, then the 1 month was extended for another month to get out, and then it was extended for a third month, and then they gave them a week, and then they just came and occupied and said, you got to go right now, take it or leave it, or else you're going out in a body bag. And they left. The son managed to, in that time, take a lot of the assets, like the combines and the tractors, and disperse them and hide them, but they lost a lot of the assets. And they ended up, they had a little bit of cash. You must realize this is a multi-million dollar a year enterprise. They ended up with a very little bit of cash and moved to South Africa. And they had help from family and friends and bought a house, and they retired down there now. The one son is still living a nomad-type life up in Zimbabwe, and he can't own any land, but he farms, and he farms now for the very people that the land, not on this, on the old farms, but on other pieces of land, he farms there now almost covertly and takes stuff to other countries covertly or sets up alternate trading markets. But he's chosen to stay there. The rest of the family has gone dispersed around the world. So, and that happened in 2002. But the big thing was rule of law at that point. This is from 1984 to 2002. 1984 is when Mugabe became dictator in charge, basically, through the vote. That's a long time for this due process to happen, and ultimately it went the way that the world wanted it to go, and now he's the dictator-in-chief, and the non-renewable resources of that country have been plundered by all the world's powers, you know, the diamonds, chrome, platinum.
Was that the plan to plunder Africa? Was that originally the plan? Is that why all this happened?
I truly, personally believe, yes, that is. That's what's happening in the Congo. It's happening right now in Mali. Mali's, I think, number three in the world's gold production. This is not a tribal faction. This is not an ideological faction. There's more to it than meets the eye, and there's a lot of evidence, Vinny. We've spoken about it, about how you can watch how countries fall, you know, either using food as a weapon, using weather as a weapon, using actual war as a weapon, like these so-called Arab Springs that are taking place now, civil wars. But it's basically taking over countries, bringing them to their knees, and people are disposable. So,
Tony, you talked about at the meetup, we can't show some of the graphic images, but you showed the torture that was involved, that was on display. You know, people's faces, parts of their faces being ripped out with pliers, and bodies mutilated and put on display as a warning, like, hey, see this? You're next.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. In South Africa, that's going on right now with the Afrikaans farmer. They're using that as a genocide of a sub-segment of an African people. Basically, they're using that as a tool to dispose of those that don't want to go with the plan. So, absolutely, it's going on right now.
And what we're talking about is the theft of private property that is owned by citizens, and it's being stolen and given to others. Now, the theft of your wife, who you refer to as Cher, her family's farm was stolen and occupied by whom? Who actually stole it?
The first guy that came in was the, let's call him the head activist. And he claimed that this was his farm given to him by ZANU-PF. What actually happened was Mugabe gave it to one of his inside cabinet ministers. And I might add, what happened was, you know, she grew up with these families. She was, they helped raise her. My wife spent her life in boarding school. And whenever they came back, that was their life while they were on vacation up there. Those families were put on the side of the road. And it's pretty traumatic, but basically they've died because they had nothing else and nowhere else to go, you know?
Being thrown off the family farm is what Tony Pache and I are talking about. Tony Pache is a USAPrepares.com instructor. He's been to the expos. He'll be at the next expo. And I'm going to mention after the break, or during this hour, what he's going to be teaching at the seminar at the Get Prepared Expo, April 6th and 7th. I'm Vin Finelli. We'll be right back.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The freeze-dry guy.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. February 8th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at 1670.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1711.97, $855.98 for a half ounce, or $427.99 for a quarter ounce. That's $1711.97, $855.98, and $427.99.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase, and there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Looking back on 2012, I know personally I'm thanking God that my family and I made it through the year. From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy, our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. My friends at eFoods Direct hear from customers every day that are fortunate to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. Danny from New York City wrote in following Hurricane Sandy and said, "Almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and my niece. Bottom line, it's better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. Heed common sense's warning and do what I've done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask about the Alex Jones special or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get self-sufficient today. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Tony Pache and I have been talking about intimidation and torture. The same kind of torture that was used on the continent of Africa to steal real property and steal personal property. His wife's farm was stolen at the muzzle of a gun, and they lost everything. One day they had a place to live, and the next day they didn't. And we're talking about that. Tony, you are very concerned because you see signs, similar signs, that you saw in Africa that are happening right here, right now, in the United States of America. Can you share with us what some of those signs are? And then let's talk about, during this class, what we need to do to make sure that we don't lose our properties.
Okay, well, that's quite a big subject. I don't think we can cover all the bases here. But Vinny, just quickly, just a point of order, if you don't mind, for the class. The store is actually my wife's store. I'm just helping her and supporting her. I do the packing. I teach the classes. It's all just assisting her run that store. We started that store, if I may ask, out of concern for the neighborhood when I lost my job here. We didn't want to move, and there are so many people in this area that don't know the fundamentals of cooking, even from scratch. And that's one of the processes we started that up. And it was something we didn't even realize we needed to start in this area because it's what we did all our lives in Africa. This is how far behind the curve we are in so many ways. That was why I was so full of anxiety when I spoke the first time in my voice, because I know within myself how far behind we are as a community, as a people, and basically how how the average citizenry in the USA has trusted and relied upon the government to take care of them, and that de facto is not the case. Both countries, South Africa in particular, when the peoples needed them, and this goes across the color line, when the peoples needed them, they switched it up, and today, 19 years later, those very people that thought it would be Uhuru freedom for them are in a worse off position, and now they have no choice. They voted for these this government. It is de facto Marxist Leninist, alongside its twin sister, which is a Muslim running organization. And because of the vote, because of a pseudo democracy, they have no choice. They voted for this in, and that's exactly what's on the doorstep of America. We're about to become the same thing, because you've got the major tenets of Marxism-Leninism being practiced in so many of the sectors of the marketplace today. Alongside, its sister is being promoted and championed, if you want to say it like that. The sister being a Muslim, and it's not a religion; it's a type of world government. Is what it is. And in the class, I use the three examples of Mugabe, Mandela, and this current president, and how they have so much in common, how they were coached and how they were mentored. And in fact, two of them have got Nobel Peace Prizes, for heaven's sake. And they've destroyed countries, and they're busy destroying this one.
Tony, when you talk about behind the curve and preparing, you are absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. We've had 2 years worth of meetups. You were there at the meetup last night. Oh, we had maybe six or seven instructors there. And as a result of you hammering this point home over the last 6 weeks or so, hey, we need to build community. For the first time last night, people said, okay, let's bunch up and let's figure out who lives where and what we can do as a community. And you said it so well. There are, in the cities, there is Little Italy, there's Little Germany, there's Chinatown, there's Little Poland. But there, where we live, in the greater Springfield area, we don't have that. There is no Little Poland. There is no Little Lithuania. We don't have it because we don't. And we don't have community. We do not have community. Tony Fouché and I are talking about community and what to do about it. And we'll talk about some of the classes he teaches on the other side of this break.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from freezedryguy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
This can be sliding. What are today's hot? What? Today, God, you're take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
We're talking about government theft of property, and intimidation, torture, tactics that were used on the continent of Africa to steal property. Tony Piché is with us. He spells his last name P-I-C-H-E. Tony Piché, Down to Earth Foods in Springfield, Missouri. And there's a link to Tony Piché on the website, usaprepares.com, page one, at the bottom of the page where all the instructors are. And, Tony, when you come to the expo, I understand that of the three classes that you teach at your store, you teach them because people need to know these. They need to know these things to do to survive, but I understand you're going to be teaching a class at the expo on curing and storing meat for the long term.
Right. The long term is really a loaded question because it depends on how you store it after you've cured it. But biltong and pemmican are the classes I teach on. And biltong is a South African form of air-cured meat that you hang. It takes between 7 and 10 days, depends on the climate. But you treat it and air-cure it. And then you can preserve it. You can either stop the clock permanently by putting it in the deep freeze, or you can just lightly coat it with some sort of an acetic acid and cure it so that mold doesn't grow on it, you know. So, mm-hmm. Yep.
So it's kind of like biltong, B-I-L-T-O-N-G.
That's exactly it's kind of like
yes. Yeah, kind of like a beef jerky.
Yes. Except beef jerky is a much higher moisture content. You can do that thing now with a dehydrator or overnight in your oven. The classes I teach is pretty rudimentary with a light bulb. I show them how to do it with a light bulb, but you can hang it in any clean air environment. the only problem is moisture. You've got to minimize the moisture so it doesn't go bad. But that's what the settlers, the early settlers, like the American pioneers, we called them the Boers. What the Boers used when they were out hunting and curing, they would take a couple of sticks of biltong, and that was their primary source of protein while they were out tracking, because you go out for a couple of weeks. And they just put a couple of sticks of that into a small gunny sack or that sort of sack that they'd made, and that would be their primary source of protein while they were out and about.
And also, the other classes that you teach at your wife's store, packing your own long-term food storage. You teach how to do that, and you talk about meal planning. So you involve the long-term storage, what to pack, and how to consume it, and how to make it last, as well as curing and storing meat. So I'm looking forward to you being at the Get Prepared Expo. You've been to many of them. Tony, you are so concerned about building community. Why is that so important for us here in America? But we really don't have communities like... Well, in many places in the United States, in many cities, you can spot someone who doesn't belong in that community because they look different as they walk down the street. You go, that guy's not from here. Even though there are thousands of people that live in the community. But here... It's in Springfield. It's very hard to tell who's not from here.
Sure. Well, you see,
why are you so concerned?
Well, I'm concerned because I believe that a community is made up of strong families, and me and you both know that strong families. You know, if you've got families that are strong, they'll go through just about anything together. And yes. There's been an ongoing attack on the family unit across color lines in America for many, many, many years. So much so now that the sanctity of marriage, the sanctity of a family even, it's a fractionated society. Well, now it's very easy using a number of methods to control the masses. And that's why... The word community has even taken on a new meaning. I watched a PBS program the other day about a sense of community, about diversity and tolerance. And while those tenets might be important, that's not the essence of a community. The essence of a community is we stick through the crap together and the good times together. We laugh and we take care of each other. It's part of neighborhood protection. It's part of civil defense. It's part of taking care of one another. You know, when the wife is out working on a night shift and little Johnny or Jane is sitting alone at home or Grandma Nellie is sitting people take care. They're concerned. My wife mainly takes care of elderly people that are alone. It's just... And people are accepting of that. It's a very, very strange culture that has become accepting. And I'm hoping with my one little voice to try and turn that around and understand that a strong community is the best defense against this onslaught for the minds of people to think that there's strength in numbers when the numbers don't know what it's really about. So that's what I'm trying to do. Is I'm just trying to be a little voice in a dark room. To say, this, and I put a challenge out to the class too. This is your strongest method of defense: is to be a strong neighborhood, strong community, to purpose, to stand up to the things that are coming your way that you might not agree with ethically or value-wise, and you'll say no to, you know. I challenged the class. I said, if you can think of another way, and I gave them my email address, and I haven't had an email yet, because I really believe that this is it. And you know what happened in, Vinny, what happened in South Africa and Rhodesia is when these stresses are amped up and people are so occupied running around just to try to pay the light bill, building a strong community becomes almost an overwhelming task for them. And we're on the cusp, as a society here in America, of that happening. People are running around with it like chickens with their heads cut off. Just trying to make a living, trying to hold things together, trying to just keep the peace. So building a strong community just seems like that added thing on their back that they just don't see the value in. And I'm saying that's the only thing that's going to save you down the line. Because if this fractionation continues of a society and the breakdown of a society continues, well, the natural things is anarchy, disappearing of certain groups, and you will be ruled. It's subjection.
Yeah,
Tony, all around the world, sir.
Tony, as we look at building community, it really sounds like, what's the big deal? I mean, I can just sense people are saying, what's the big deal? You know, I've got my house, I've got my fence around it, I'm good. Well, actually, you're not good. You really aren't good. Because back in the 1950s and 1960s, there was more of a sense of community. We worked together. We helped each other. One family's lawnmower might have a problem, and the neighbor was over there with his tools that the other family might not have, and they worked on it together. We did those kinds of things. We'd pick up people in the neighborhood and give them a lift if we saw them walking. We used to do all that kind of stuff, and we were a community. And we used to even have parties back in the 1950s and 60s where the neighbors would come over to somebody's house, you know, on a Friday night. The adults would get together and they would share and discuss the events and what they needed to do. It doesn't happen anymore. We look down at our cell phones. We don't interact with people on a physical level. We do it through electronic means, and it's ridiculous. But here on our farm, Tony, that's not the way it is. We work with our neighbors and we help our neighbors, and you know, as a matter of fact. Let me just give you a real simple scenario. We have cows, and we have lots of cows, and sometimes they get out. I mean, cows, the grass is always greener. And a cow might get out, and if one cow gets out, the other one goes, hey, look, there's a way out, and now we've got maybe five of them in the road. So five of them on a dirt road, $5,000 walking away. That's what it is. And neighbors will see this, and they'll say, let me just stop my car, and I'll convince the cows to go back through the hole in the fence that they came through. And then they'll call us up and say, your cows are out in the road. Here's about where they were. It's okay. They're all back in your yard, and I'm on my way to work now. That's a sense of community. They didn't have to do it. They could just go around the cows and say, geez, the cow's in the road. I'll just keep going. But they don't do that.
No, I agree. Actually, I think the peri-urban and the rural areas have a better sense of community, although it's not where it used to be. I agree with that too. But the urban folks, the city folks, they'll walk over you. I mean, time and time and again, you just look at these news reports of somebody fell down, always unconscious on the side of the road in New York or Chicago, and people just walk past them. It's really sad that the culture's come to that where, you know, humans don't care for humans anymore, and that for me is a tragedy.
Yeah, and we're afraid to pick up hitchhikers. When I was in high school, you know, I'd put my thumb out, and I could hitchhike 20 miles at a regular basis. It was no big deal.
Right.
It was no big deal, but not anymore. Now it's you hardly ever get picked up if you had to hitchhike. If you were in a dire situation and you needed to ride, forget it. So, Tony, we look at South Africa, and what are some of the signs that you see that are right in our face that say, you know, we are looking toward the reduction in freedoms, we are looking toward the reductions in free speech, and the same thing may be coming here. What are those signs that are right in our face right now?
The message being put out by these two ideologues I was mentioning, if you understand, you've got to understand a little bit of the tenets of them fundamentals of Marxism, Leninism, and the fundamentals of the Muslim government ideology, you'll see the signs of they amping up rhetoric. They starting to stir tensions amongst those that they thought their way of life was sacrosanct. There's laws coming into place that are basically being put into place unaided, that are aimed at straitjacketing or girdling people's freedoms. And if anybody steps out of line, they are hammered hard and loud, and it's put on the media. If anybody starts to dissent or use what they consider their freedoms, those are being shouted down. Those same signs that we saw over there are starting to happen here. And intimidation through force of law or that sort of stuff is all happening here.
Yeah, the law and the reduction of freedoms. Tony Pichet, when we come back, we're going to talk more about what we need to do. And I'm going to ask him about the gun control, gun confiscation. Is it coming, in his opinion?
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network. where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neofera. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to Neofera.com, spelled Neofera.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at Neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Tony Fiché is with us. And his company, or his wife's company, is Down to Earth Foods. Their website is D, the number 2, E, foods.com. As in Down to Earth Foods. D, the number 2, E, as in Earth, foods.com. And there's a link on the website, usaprepares.com, page 1. Tony, you know, there's a lot of talk about gun control.
Yep.
And to me, gun control means who is going to be defined as a victim.
Right.
Gun registration, same thing. And it leads to confiscation, in my opinion. What happened in Rhodesia that you saw that you're concerned about?
Vinny, I can't talk for Rhodesia because I wasn't there. It's hearsay. But the military guns they all had, they had to be handed in. The hunting guns they had, they were restricted to the best of my knowledge. But I can talk about South Africa. And what the farmers had to do, okay. What the citizens had to do, is after Mandela got put into power, it started off with gun registration, and there was a one-year moratorium. That year was extended for another year. And basically everybody who owned a gun had to register it, whether it was a revolver, whether it was a rifle, automatic, hunting, whatever, shotgun, anything, including a .22 rifle.
Wow.
And once they were registered, that was fine for it was a soft approach, not a hard approach. And bearing in mind that we never had a constitution like we have here in America. And once the registration was put into place, then they came out with another law to say, well, you've got to re-register every year in order to keep your license. And if you want to buy another gun, now it's a process. And reverse racism started to take place, where if you were not a white, you got a gun license pretty quick. But if you were a white, you could apply, but they were only passing upwards of four licenses per province per year. So you can see they slowed it way, way down. It's just another form of reverse extortion. You know, guns are a sensitive topic for many reasons in America. Number one, the obvious one is the Second Amendment, which is being, strangely enough, being poo-pooed by the very people that want to take it away. And they're using any excuse to do so, at the same time making sure that they have enough guns and enough bullets while taking ours away. And the American folks need to just realize that this, if you capitulate on this, you don't take a knife to a gunfight, as they say. And I feel strongly that American citizens, even those that don't agree with having semi-automatic weapons, need to agree, at least for the sake of those that might protect them, because I've never heard of a policeman coming to assault, a burglary, an attempted rape or anything before it actually happens. It's your neighbor that's going to do it, who's going to come to your aid. And if he comes with a pitchfork and the bad guy's got a gun, you are SOL. So that's a topic that men and women, and I don't care what your, whether you are this party or that party, this is just common sense. If you give it away, you will become a controlled and a subjugated people. So,
Tony, I was at the meetup last night. You were there, and a lot of our instructors were there. And some of the class class at the meetup said to me, "Hey, you know, it was really a great CCW class that we had, where we got our concealed carry endorsements that we could take to the sheriff's office and get apply for the permit, the concealed carry permit." Well, in Missouri, the sheriffs have 45 days. Upon which to make the decision whether they're going to grant the concealed carry permit or not.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's happened is now you are getting an appointment with the sheriff's office, which can take into the next month or longer before you can apply. So that process is being delayed exactly as you're talking about. Exactly. The process of getting concealed carry permits has been delayed by 30 days or more, plus the 45 days to issue the permit. It's taking a long time. It used to just take 45 days at the most. Tony Pichet, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
There's a link to Down to Earth Foods on the website. I'm Vincent Finelli. This is USA Prepares. And above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. And coming up in the next hour, Bert Bertonis.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.